If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk, and I have a treat for you today. It takes a second to find the right real estate attorney, but if you're looking at raising capital the right way, maybe putting a fund together, maybe looking at opening a crowdfunding venture with 18 other people, you need the right type of legal counsel to help you navigate those waters. And those waters can be murky. Don't get me wrong. I don't understand the law half the time, maybe 95% of the time as it relates to real estate investing and raising capital and entity structure and what's good and what's not. That's why I have incredibly good legal counsel. My counsel, his name's Jason Powell. He's based out of the state of Washington and knows pretty much everything when it comes to raising capital for real estate projects. He's done a lot in his career, and I trust him to help me navigate the waters that I run into, whether it's raising capital for a multifamily projects more so recently than previously, or if I'm just looking to pool capital to start a fund to lend to other real estate operators for their flip projects or for their buy and hold projects or even for any other types of syndications. So there's a lot to talk about in today's show, and I know you're going to have questions. Believe me, because I have questions even meeting with my attorneys or even if I go to my CPA for when I'm filing taxes and I want to understand these line items, I generally feel schooled after that conversation. So if you have questions for me, or if you have questions for Jason, he'll tell you the best way to get in touch with him in a little bit. But if you have any questions for me or just want to get connected to Jason or are kind of curious as to what steps you should take next with a potential fund or syndication or whatever that sounds like for you, here's how you get in touch with me. The best way to do it, two ways. One, go to thinkrealty.com. And while you're there, check out all the training courses that I've done for you, whether it's wholesaling real estate to raising capital to structuring with private lenders to property management to running a social media campaign. I've done a lot of that there, and so have all of the other Think Realty coaches, and it's such a fun time. And also, I'd encourage you to come out to some of our events, our national conferences. We have 5 of them every single year, and you can learn more about that by going to thinkrealty.com/events. And if you happen to register, type in the code name ABHI when you check out. That's ABHI. And it's a good pat on the back letting me know that you're getting all the information that you need from the radio. The second best way to get in touch with me and ask me your question is to hit me up on Instagram at Avi Goldhawk. If you don't know how to spell it, type it into Google and it will autocorrect it. I think that's going to be my new tagline. You can't spell it, so Google will autocorrect it. So let's go ahead and bring Jason on the air with us, my securities attorney, Jason Powell. Jason, are you with me?
I am, Avi. Pleasure to be with you today.
Hey, thank you very much, man. I know time is valuable. I know yours is. I know everybody listening is super anxious to hear a little bit about how they can raise potential capital for their real estate projects, et cetera. And it's going to be a lot of fun talking with you, man. I know we talk almost every week about some of the projects that I'm doing and some of the capital raising requirements and needs that I have. But I think shedding some light on how the regular investor can utilize, say, you, and then understand how they can raise capital themselves would be an awesome objective, I think, for today's show. But before we get started, I have one question for you. I always ask every guest before I start the show, and you can be as dramatic as you want with your answer, and that's, Jason, are you in a real estate of mind today?
Of course I am, Avi. I'm always in a real estate mind.
You're always in a real estate of mind. But I will give you a pass. You are in the Pacific time zone. So you're in a real estate of mind, but 3 hours behind the best time zone in the entire country, which is the Eastern time zone, maybe the world for that matter. But no, that's awesome to hear. And I think for guys like you and I, it's tough not to be in a real estate of mind. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure, Avi. I appreciate the time having me on today. I'm a real estate and securities attorney, as you said, based out of the state of Washington. I focus about almost 100% of my practice working with real estate developers, real estate investors, or lenders of some shape or form, and then also focusing on securities transactions, primarily around those real estate investors and entrepreneurs who are looking to do syndications for, you know, commercial properties, apartment complexes, and the like, or if they're looking to do a real estate fund that just kind of allows them to invest in one segment of the market that may not be a particular piece of property that they have at the moment.
Gotcha. And where do you feel real estate investors, when kind of going through this process, what's the number one or two or three mistakes that you feel they make when identifying, like, hey, you know what, I need to raise $1 million, I need to raise $3 million? What do they do right and what do they do wrong most of the time?
Well, let's start with what they do wrong most of the time. I mean, in my experience, there's a lot of them out there, especially if they're new to the pooling game. They don't understand the securities laws and the potential pitfalls that can happen to you if you do not raise capital in a legal way. One of the things that I've dealt with, and I know people don't want to deal with, is you don't want to put yourself in a position where you have the SEC or a state securities agency coming knocking on your door because something went wrong and you didn't raise capital in the right way. And at the end of the day, you may end up being precluded from ever having the ability to raise capital again as a result of that mistake you made in not having the appropriate securities counsel kind of on your team from the get-go, guiding you in the do's and don'ts of raising that capital and pooling those monies from the investors into your project. The people who are doing it right, they have real estate counsel, they have securities counsel, and they have that counsel there from the beginning. Whether that be, once they get a property under contract or once they kind of make that decision that they're going to move forward in this direction and then pooling capital from different investors.
Gotcha. So it's maybe being unaware of some of these securities laws that are in place, one, to protect you, to protect the investors, but then just not navigating that properly. I think that's going to be...
Right. Yeah, not navigating that properly, not really understanding the ramifications of not doing it properly, and then just making sure that you've got the proper disclosures in place, and you're kind of marketing and advertising in the correct way, and you're working with, the investors who generally speaking are accredited investors, unless you're doing an offering type that allows you to market to non-accredited investors.
Gotcha. And I know that very recently you and I have, we've published a book called Pitch, How to Present Your Real Estate Deal to Private Money Lenders. And it's geared for real estate investors to understand the steps that they need to take in order for their pitch deck, in order for the information that they present to lenders to be properly laid out, easy to read, so that they can get capital quicker and easier. And I want to go through some of that stuff after we come back. Jason, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
The best way is email or phone. My email is Jason, J-A-S-O-N, at venturelegal.co, or via phone at 509-981-4423.
Awesome. And with that, we're going to break out questions for me. Go to thinkrealty.com. Check out some of the courses that I've made online and find me on Instagram at Avi Golhar. In the meantime, drive safely and don't go anywhere. I'm going to be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th at the Marriott Inner Harbor at Camden Yards. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. Limited early bird tickets, just $45. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com, exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers? All exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. I'm back with my guest today, Jason Powell, my legal counsel for all things securities related. And he can be found at venturelegal.co. So if you have questions for him, Jason at venturelegal.co. Jason, is that correct? Did I say that email correctly?
You did.
Awesome. Sounds good. And I know you're going to be flooded with questions because this is a topic. Raising capital for real estate deals is always a touchy subject. There's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And if you have the right people on your team, then you will naturally do it the right way. Real quick, I think before we start getting into the book that you and I have written together and some of those topics, really important topics that real estate investors need to know, or even if you're just starting out, what you need to know in order to get capital from private money lenders, how do you go about finding the right real estate attorney, right? Let's say folks reach out and they're like, hey, you know what? I'm in Denver. I know you, Jason, work nationwide, so definitely give Jason a call. But if they want to know, how do they connect with a good, reputable, smart attorney? How do they go about doing that?
Well, I think one of the ways, you know, if you want an attorney kind of in your local market and aren't comfortable working with someone, you know, across the country, I think one of the best places to go is your local REI club, your real estate investment club, and ask around to the folks there who they are using. You know, most of them there are likely to have counsel that they've been working with for a significant amount of time, and I'm sure they'd be happy to, you know, refer you to some local counsel.
Gotcha. So real estate investment associations, I agree. Like, I love going to the REIA events and just absorbing all of the information. And like you said, if you're more comfortable working with somebody locally, makes sense. Totally get it. Also, check out some meetup groups, too. That's a really good source of finding pro real estate investors that have been there, kind of done that in this space, and they're just sharing some knowledge. I think that's a really, really good way to go. And I think as you're growing, your capital needs will absolutely change, right? If you start off wholesaling real estate, you're probably not going to need a whole lot of, you know, you won't need to raise capital unless you're really putting together a real estate wholesaling team and you need operational capital and you really want to grow and scale. But for those of us that say like to flip or that want to put capital together to buy and hold real estate long term or even some larger multifamily projects, there's a specific way to attract private money lenders. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today with Jason. Is you have two types of lenders generally in my book. You have your hard money lenders, those that have a structured approach to lending capital. They may go ahead and pool capital themselves and then lend it out to you, the borrower. They might charge, say, a point and a half to 2.5, 3, maybe 4 points, depending on the amount of experience that you have. And they may also charge, their interest rates will range between 8 and maybe 13, 14%. Yes, expensive. But if you're inexperienced, you need to build some trust with the lender, and it makes sense to pay a little bit more. And as you get that experience and you build that trust, generally those rates and those interest rates and those origination points will decrease overall. And that's generally a good place to start. But if you're looking for private capital, capital that's a little bit more flexible, capital that you can probably get a little cheaper, then reading Pitch, you can get it on Amazon, or you can – yeah, I think the best place to do it is to buy it on Amazon. But if you're looking for private money lenders, again, there's a very specific approach to that. It all starts generally with an executive summary. And understanding what a private money lender is getting into their head and understanding the psychology behind a private money lender is crucially important. Jason, can you tell us a little bit about what a private, or who, rather, who a private money lender is?
Sure, Robbie. I would consider private money lenders are those folks, kind of in the local community, the high net worth individuals who may be actively investing in some real estate, but are primarily interested in doing more passive investing. You know, they've got, you know, a couple hundred thousand to a couple million dollars available that they're looking to lend out on a one loan to one deal basis to some local real estate investors. They're primarily interested in doing it in their local market because a lot of them like to, you know, look and feel and touch the potential project they may be investing in. But they're your local high net worth individuals who are looking more to earn passive income as opposed to being actively involved in real estate.
Gotcha. And generally during the book, we cover a very specific approach, which is called the binder approach to presenting a deal to these private money lenders. And like you said, they're generally high net worth individual. They're always generally looking for somewhere to park their money that's dependable, that will give them a good rate of return for the long term. Why is a binder approach a good approach to presenting deals to these lenders?
Well, I mean, my experience, and I've represented, you know, nationwide hard money lenders and private money lenders kind of across the country. And I like the binder approach for a couple of reasons. Typically, these high net worth individuals are fairly sophisticated and fairly organized. And the binder approach that we talk about in pitch is kind of an organized approach that really teaches people exactly what you should include in your binder to give to private money lenders. And it's really geared towards, you know, teaching people what to put in there for purposes of making the private money lender's decision quicker and easier, which, as we all know in the real estate business, I mean, time is money, and oftentimes you've got, you know, closing dates that are fast approaching, and you need decisions fast and quick. And going by the binder approach really just allows you to give the private money lender everything they need in order to make a fast decision whether or not to fund your loan or not.
And generally, you start off the binder approach with an executive summary. And this is a good overview of information about the property for which you're seeking capital, the type of loan that you're seeking, information about yourself, information about the other team members, essentially the other guarantors on the loan, the story behind the deal, the story behind you, and then, of course, the next step, which is the ask. Tell us a little bit about that executive summary. We have about a minute left before we have to go to break. Help me understand a little bit more about what that executive summary entails.
Yeah, I mean, you covered it pretty good there, Robbie. I would say the executive summary is the best place, because it's the top of the binder, it's the best place to highlight your experience and your team's experience, all the way from, you know, the number of projects you've done to the experience of your general contractor, how much money you're going to put in the deal, and just really highlighting the deal and your experience at the front of the binder to really get the investor to kind of, believe in you and the project right away.
Gotcha. And I think for me, if I'm a private money lender and somebody submits a deal to me, that's exactly what I'm looking for, right? I'm looking for an overview. I want to know what's happening. I want to know a couple of things. Generally speaking, just quite frankly, I want to know how much I'm lending, how I'm secured, and when am I getting my money back? Like that's really kind of what I want to know. And again, I mean, on thinkrealty.com, I've created videos as well to talk a little bit about how you can work with hard money lenders if you want to go flip real estate and you're local, you're working locally and you found a couple of lenders that make sense for you. Great. There's a very specific methodology to how you should present your deal to hard money lenders. But when you're looking at private money lenders, check out the book Pitch. It's on Amazon. It's super cool. Jason and I wrote it together. And I must say, understanding the binder approach to presenting to private money lenders is a really, really good way to go. Think Realty listeners, we're going to break. A lot more with my legal counsel. Jason Powell, the amazing securities attorney that he is. When we come back, got questions for him, go to venturelegal.co. Got questions for me, go to thinkrealty.com or pick up a copy of the magazine at Barnes & Noble. That's right, we have a print magazine. And also, hit me up on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners. It's your host, Abhi Golhar, and if you are hearing my voice, we are back. I'm excited to be back because my securities attorney, real estate attorney Jason Powell, is on the line with me, and we've had a pretty awesome conversation so far. One about the book that we've written called Pitch. You can get it on Amazon. And more importantly, what steps you need to take in order to present your deal to private money lenders, high net worth individuals that are looking for projects to lend on, and they're looking for people like you to either partner with or to lend to. Before the break, we just finished talking a little bit about why that executive summary is such a critical piece and a good way to give somebody an overview of your project and what should be included in it. And we talked about the information for the property, obviously, what asset you need capital against, the type of loan that you're seeking, information about yourself, information about the other partners and the other guarantors on the project. And of course, the story behind the property and your story and what your intentions are for the property as well, what the acquisition strategy is and what the exit strategy is. Really, really important stuff that if I were lending on a project, I would want to know. Jason, let's talk about other important things as well. Obviously, entity formation is pretty crucial here. Obviously, there are different types of entities, but I know that there are private money lenders, even hard money lenders, or generally any lender out there that's not catering to a first-time home buyer. They prefer lending to entities rather than individuals. Why is that? I've always wanted to know that. Why is that?
You know, there's a couple of reasons there. Number one is, generally speaking, consumer protection laws don't apply to entities. And laws like, Truth in Lending and RESPA exclude application to entities, so those don't apply to entities either. So those are two of the primary reasons, I think, that lenders look to lend to entities. Plus, I think it shows generally speaking, unless you're using land trusts, if you're an experienced real estate investor, you're not buying a property in your own name and doing the fix and flip in your own name because you've got entities in place and for liability protection purposes. And I think it just, it helps having a correct entity and a proper entity and the proper documentation in place. Helps speak to lenders and speaks to your credibility as a real estate investor and understanding the benefits you gain from having an entity in place.
Gotcha. And let's then talk about the entities, because that's really important. And I always get like I feel like it's a merry-go-round for me, right? It's, you have the LLC and the LLP and the LLLP, and then you have the general partnership, and you have incorporations and C-corps and S-corps. I mean, it feels like there's an entire dictionary about all this stuff. Can you outline each of those entities for us really quickly and the benefits, the pros and cons of each entity? So let's start with just a general partnership. What does that mean? What's the pro of a general partnership, and what's the con of a general partnership?
Well, I've never recommended to any real estate investor to form a general partnership, because a general partnership is not necessarily an actual formed entity. It's just basically an agreement among two or more people to form a partnership, to go into business together, and both parties are considered a general partner, and both parties can bind the partnership, and both parties have liability on behalf of the entity. So, if you're thinking about forming a general partnership, you need to talk to someone sooner rather than later, because it's probably not in your best interest to form a general partnership.
Gotcha. So my key takeaway: general partnership, bad idea. What's next? Is it the LLC, the limited liability company?
Yeah, so I mean, generally speaking, for real estate investors, the limited liability company or the limited partnership, or the newer limited liability limited partnership, those are the entities that you're going to want to use for purposes of investing in real estate. You've got the liability protection with those entities. You've got a specifically designated manager if you're talking about a limited liability company, or a general partner if you're talking about an LP or an LLLP. And then you've got your limited partners or your members who tend to be your passive folks in each one of those entities. So those are the structures, generally speaking, that if you're investing in real estate, doing fix and flips, you know, buy and holds, those are the entities you're going to want to use.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I got a little jumbled up there. So what how does an LLP work? And then how does an LLLP work?
Well, so generally speaking, an LLP, so a limited liability partnership, those entities are reserved in a lot of states for professional organizations. So those, the LLP is used for law firms, architecture firms, and things like that. So generally speaking, in most states, that entity is not going to be available to real estate investors. So a limited partnership is available, has it in all 50 states. You've got a general partner who is essentially the manager of the entity, and then you've got limited partners who are the passive folks in the entity. Now, a general partner is going to have liability for the entity, which is why if you're using a limited partnership and you happen to be the general partner of that entity, you're going to want to make sure that you're using a limited liability company as your general partner, and you're not using, you know, it's not Avi Gohar as the general partner of XYZ Limited Partnership. It's Avi Gohar LLC as the general partner for that limited partnership, because you want to add that additional layer of liability protection to you as the general partner.
Gotcha. So if I happen to be listening and I'm super confused about this, but I'm kind of understanding it, because for me, it's entity structuring, asset protection, which I want to talk about too. Asset protection is really, really crucial, right? Like we work with different assets. We might have different investors in different multifamily apartment complex acquisitions, for example. So these types of entity structures are crucial to, one, the overall operation of the deal, and then two, to make sure, hey, you know what, we have just protection in place for everybody all the way around. What is the best way that folks can get in touch with you to ask you questions directly about these specific things? Because as you mentioned, it can get really complicated.
Sure. You know what, Avi, what I would do is I would actually encourage people to send me an email, again, jason@venturelegal.co. And what I can do is, you know, you and I have got a white paper, too, actually, about a 20-page white paper on entity structure, entity formation, and, you know, comparing the pros and cons of each of the entities we just talked about. And I'm more than happy to email that out to anyone who wants to email me and ask me to send that to them.
No, that's perfect. And I think that's, quite frankly, for me, if I'm looking at entity structuring, I need to make sure that, one, I have the right counsel, and number two, I know everything about it. So we definitely have that white paper. Email Jason, email me at and we'll be happy to send that out to you. And more importantly, start getting on these meetups. Get on the meetups, go to the meetups, attend the meetups, register, come to the Think Realty conferences, get your questions answered, because ultimately for me, You have to be in the know. And if you want to have conversations with the right people, you have to attend the right events. And Think Realty, for me, is one of the best events that you can go to increase your knowledge about entity structuring and asset protection. Here's what you do. Go to venturelegal.co, ask Jason a question. He already gave you his email address, which is, quite frankly, baffling to me, because that's awesome. I haven't yet given out my email address, but I have given out my Instagram. So I will say this, get in touch with Jason at jason@venturelegal.co. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or hit me up on Instagram at Avi Gohar. And the next time around, I might just give you my email address. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. Five Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At Five Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, Five Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to FiveArch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to FiveArch.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? RentFacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, RentFacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how RentFacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RentFactsPro.com. RentFactsPro.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, we're on the home stretch. I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk. My guest today is my own very. I'm thinking about the next word I want to say after that. My own very awesome legal counsel, specifically in the securities world, my attorney, Jason Powell. You can reach him at jasonadventurelegal.co. Great buddy of mine and very knowledgeable about getting things done and how to raise capital for your real estate project. So if you're just getting started in real estate investing and you have a quick question for him, email him. If you are somebody that's raising capital for large projects or even medium-sized projects, whatever that means for you, if you're just raising capital in general and you need to make sure that you're following all the laws, get in touch with Jason. He understands everything to the T, to the letter, and believe me, he will educate you in the process as well. It's not just a black box system where he does everything and then, hey, there you go, here's what you need. There's a lot of education there, and believe me, I'm the kind of person that loves education and loves getting in front of people and saying, hey, this is how it works. Jason is the exact same way, which is why he and I wrote a book together called Pitch, which you can get on Amazon. It's called Pitch, How to Present Your Real Estate Deal to Private Money Lenders. The other way to just get in front of people and learn a lot about entity structuring, just real estate investing and your investment personality, is to attend the right conferences or just get the right education online. So head on over to thinkrealty.com. If there's one thing Think Realty and I share in common, that kindred spirit, it's the right education for the right investor, for you to bridge the gap between who you are, where you are right now, to where you want to be. And that's giving you all that support. So go to thinkrealty.com, and I'm going to bring Jason back on. We're just going to keep walking you through the steps that we've outlined in our book called Pitch about how you can get private money lenders interested in your deal. So we talked about the executive summary. We've talked a little bit about entity structuring. And Jason, I want to touch base very quickly, maybe just for a minute or so, about asset protection. And I get this question a lot. And again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not qualified to answer it. So I generally forward folks on to you. But for me, I'm always asked, well, hey, you know what? I'm flipping all the time. I'm building my flipping business. How do I put all of these properties into an LLC? Or should I put all these properties into one LLC if I have 20, 30, 40 rentals, for example, that I've renovated and now I've refinanced? Should I have 50 properties in one LLC? Should I have one property in one LLC? Should I have five properties in each LLC? What are your thoughts there, real quick?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I run into that question a lot. And you know, I'll start by saying, I don't mean to deflect the question, but you know, the asset protection, you know, is a very personalized question to each individual and each individual's situation. So there's no kind of one size fits all to that question. And I would say that, you know, if you're talking to an attorney and that attorney tells you that, you know, there's only one structure or one size fits all for your scenario, I would go look for another attorney, because you know, your asset protection structure and plan is going to be based on your individual circumstances. How many properties you have? Are you fixing and flipping? Are you buying and holding? You know, do you prefer to use land trust versus LLCs? Or the other option that's out there that I do with a lot of folks is we use series LLCs. You know, there's a handful of states around the country that have series LLCs, which each series acts as their own LLC, but you don't have to, you know, officially form each series with the particular Secretary of State's office in the state you're looking to form. And so, you know, I guess I would encourage people to have a conversation with an asset protection real estate attorney, but don't be fooled by the fact that there's you know, one strategy that works for every single person, because that's just not the case.
So it's a very customized experience, especially for you, essentially, right?
Yes.
You have to analyze.
Because no two people have the exact same,
exactly,
you know, circumstances or setup in their life. And so that's why it's a customizable solution, you know, based on each person's situation.
Gotcha. And so that's awesome information to know, because like you said, if you do find an attorney that says, hey, you need this and this is the only way to do it, then you might want to, you know, you might want to hold off on using that attorney. Just quite frankly, call Jason instead. So we've been talking about this binder, and again, we've written about it in our book, Pitch. The first piece was the executive summary. The next step is to start showing and sharing details of the actual deal. So you have the purchase and sale agreement. You have the assets and financial statements for you and all of the other borrowers and partners in the deal. Then you have the appraisal and the property photos. That's a really important piece of this binder package that you're submitting to lenders as well. And you also have the insurance binder, and you have a few more things. Jason, let's start covering the assets and financials. I mean, obviously, I think the purchase and sale agreement is pretty self-explanatory. It pretty much says, hey, we are legally binding to purchase this asset, and here's our request for capital. The assets and financials. You know, in the book, I know you and I went into a lot of detail as to, hey, you need the pay stubs, or you need the last 2 years, so last 3 years of personal returns, business tax returns, your own personal financial statement. I mean, business financial statements for the last 2 or 3 years. Many folks would say, well, why do I need all of this information and supporting documentation? Why don't I just provide, say, 2 years of my personal returns and call it a day?
Well, you know, and some of this, Avi, to be honest, is going to be dependent on the lender. But, you know, ultimately what the lender wants to see and know that you have the ability to pay this loan back. And so the stronger your financials are, and whether or not those are personal financials with your entity financials, the more likely is the lender's going to want to do business with you. You know, the lenders, generally speaking, they're not looking to lend to own. They're looking to lend to get a return. And whether or not they're doing it with, you know, they're tying a monthly interest rate to their loan, or they're just going to collect all their interest, you know, on the back end when it sells, these lenders want to know that you as the borrower have the ability and the financial wherewithal to pay them their money back plus their interest. And so that's why we've got that piece in there about the financials, because like I said, I think, you know, from my experience, the stronger you can show yourself and the stronger financial picture you have, you know, the more lenders are going to be interested in doing business with you on a going forward basis.
And the more likely it is that you're going to raise capital. Absolutely. I know the next section that we talk about that's crucial is an appraisal and the property photos. Now, the appraisal is pretty self-explanatory. Obviously, you need a third party to justify and confirm the value, the current as-is value, and the after-repair value, essentially, of the property and what the property will be worth afterwards. But the property photos, I think, is where people struggle a little bit. And we added a little bit of a surprise in there to say include video. And I think that's really important for real estate investors to know as well, where it's not just the front-facing picture of the property. You have to go above and beyond. You have to do more than just the other person so that you're investing – your private money lenders and your investors feel comfortable in working with you. Jason, we have roughly about a minute, less than a minute before we have to end the show, and we could keep talking about this. And again, if you're listening, you want more information about this, do me a favor, go to Amazon, type in the word pitch, type in the word Jason Powell, and or my name, Avi Golhar, and you'll find the book that we're referring to. Get it, download it, whatever, and read it. And it's super critical because it will take you step by step on exactly what you need to do. Jason, what's the best way that folks can get in touch with you and ask some of these entity structuring questions, the asset protection questions, if they're raising capital for deals and just need a sounding board? What's the best way to get in touch?
Sure, Avi. My email is Jason, J-A-S-O-N, VentureLegal.co, and phone number is 509-981-4423.
Awesome. Again, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Avi, great. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure.
All right, Think Realty listeners, you know what to do. Go to VentureLegal.co. Get in touch with my counsel. That's right. He's in my Rolodex, Jason Powell, and he's also a very good friend of mine. ThinkRealty.com is where you can get in touch with me, or just head on over to Instagram at Avi Golhar. It's where I live. I love these little social media platforms, especially LinkedIn now. Check me out there. It's awesome. You get little clippets of the show. Oh, man, I'm having a blast online. You won't know until you actually start following me and stalking me. Please do it. I will say, until next time, happy hunting and happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
BizTalk Radio,